Welcome to episode 6 of the Bible Q&A with Pastor Stephen. My name is Stephen Pace, and I'm the senior pastor at Decatur Bible Church in Decatur, Michigan. This podcast attempts to answer Bible questions in a clear but thorough manner. If you would like to have a Bible-related question considered for a future episode, you can email me your question to PastorStephenDBC@gmail.com. Again, that's Pastor StephenDBC@gmail.com. In this episode, we're going to look at 3 Bible-related questions. So go ahead and grab your Bible and let's get started. The first question is, what languages was the Bible written in? Since it was written by various people over a long period of time, is there only one language it was recorded in, multiple, etc.? So this question, in order to answer it, the first thing we need to think about is, of course, we have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. The Old Testament itself is primarily written in Hebrew. Sometimes we may not pick up on that it does have a particular section that was written in Aramaic. So the Old Testament, while it was written primarily in Hebrew, there is a section, and it's found in Daniel chapter 2, verse 4 through chapter 7, 28. So that's Daniel chapter 2, verse 4 through Daniel 7, 28. That section is actually originally written in Aramaic. Depending on the Bible that you have, you may have a footnote or translator's note that mentions that. So in terms of the Old Testament, primarily what you have is it is written in the Jewish language, Hebrew. There is the section that I mentioned about and from Daniel about Aramaic. Of course, the Aramaic language was the primary language of the Babylonian Empire, and the Jews, such as Daniel and Esther, were taken into captivity. So that section does have some Aramaic in it. The New Testament was written in what we would call Koine Greek, and so you have those as the 3 primary languages the Bible was originally written in. So Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Now, interestingly enough, you will find that Jesus used all 3 of these languages, and we can find those in the Gospels. The first example of Jesus using Hebrew is in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. And there Jesus goes in to look at and read from a scroll, and it's an Old Testament scroll of Isaiah, and so he reads that, and that is in Hebrew. And so Jesus there in Luke 4 reads from an Old Testament scroll that has Isaiah and reads in Hebrew. He also, you'll see, uses Aramaic. You can find some of these Aramaic examples in the Gospel of Mark. For example, if you look at Mark chapter 5 in verse 41, again, that's Mark 5 in verse 41, you'll see where there is a use of Aramaic there. It says, taking the child by the hand, Jesus said to her, Talith kum, which translated means little girl. That is, of course, Jesus using Aramaic. So you see Jesus using Hebrew, Aramaic, and then the Greek language. This is usually associated with the trial that he had with Pilate or before Pilate. Greek was the primary language of that day. Sometime you can check out Mark chapter 15, verses 2 through 5, John chapter 18, verses 29 through 38. You'll also see that Jesus dialogues in Mark chapter 7, verses 25 through 30, with a woman who is Greek speaking. So just interesting to see that with Jesus himself using the 3 languages that we see in the Bible. So again, the Old Testament, the answer being that it was written in Hebrew primarily, with the section in Daniel with Aramaic, and then of course the Koine Greek of the New Testament. Now, for our trivia question on this episode, the question is, of the four Gospels, which two include the genealogy of Jesus Christ? So again, the question is, of the four Gospels, which two include Jesus's genealogy? So we have, of course, as I said in the question, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. An easy way to keep this in mind and to remember this in the future is that both Mark and John start in a somewhat similar manner. Mark starts with John the Baptist coming onto the scene and paving the way, if you will, for Jesus Christ and all that follows there in Mark's gospel. John is unique in that it has a prologue. The prologue is the more familiar, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and so forth. And it concludes after the prologue in verse 19 in a very similar way to Mark, in that it begins with John's testimony. So you can rule out Mark and John for that very reason, that they start in a, again, somewhat similar manner. The only main difference between Mark and John is that John has the prologue that describes the deity of Jesus and the Word being made flesh. So that leaves us with two, and the only two left are, of course, Matthew and Luke. So the answer to the question is that Matthew and Luke include the two genealogies of Jesus. Now, it's worth noting that the genealogy in Matthew is in chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. And if you were to take and read that, what you'll notice is that it's written to a Jewish audience. And so what it's showing is Jesus as the descendant of David in particular, but also with Abraham. And then in Luke's gospel, you'll find it in chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. That one is different in that it goes, if you will, backwards. It starts with Jesus and goes back to Adam. And primarily that is because Luke is focusing on him being the Son of Man and so forth. And some suggest that Matthew shows the genealogy more from Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, where Luke is showing it perhaps more from Mary's side. But in either case, Matthew and Luke is the answer to that trivia question. Now for our final question, what does Jesus look like today? Do we have any idea? Does he look like some of the paintings and drawings of him that I have seen before? We've probably all seen paintings and drawings of Jesus. Not always, but often these paintings have come from European painters. And so sometimes Jesus in these depictions will favor, if you will, a European look. He may have long hair, blonde, and blue eyes, that sort of thing. So the question, of course, is a good one, because what would Jesus perhaps look like today? In the Bible, we know that he appeared after the resurrection to Paul, for example, on the road to Damascus, but probably not a very detailed description of him. But we do have one place in the Bible that is post-resurrection that has a great bit of detail of what he may look like today, and it gives us at least a general idea. And we'll find that in Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. So Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. Now, if you look there, you will know that this depiction of Jesus occurs on the island of Patmos towards the latter part of the first century. The disciples have all died except for John. And John receives, of course, the revelation there on the island of Patmos. But one of the things you'll notice in verses 12 through 16 is a description of the risen, glorified Christ. Let me read the first verse that I mentioned in verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. But pay attention to verse 13. In the middle of the lampstand, I saw one like a son of man. So what John is seeing here is a vision of the glorified Jesus Christ. Now, if we go through here, you'll notice some of the things that verses 13 through 16 describe of Jesus. First is he has a long robe, probably giving the impression of his current role as the great high priest, for example. It also mentions that he has white hair, white wool hair. You'll see a description of this as well, interestingly, in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9, the imagery of God, the Ancient of Days, eternality, in other words. Third, it says that his eyes are like flames of fire, and he sees everything at all points in between. He's the all-searching, knowing, gazing look of Jesus. Then it describes his feet with strength. Some of these are very similar to some Old Testament descriptions. It says that he has feet that is mentioned there like burnished bronze. They look like they have been in a furnace because they're glowing. He then speaks of then his voice. His voice is like the sound of many waters. I often think of, you know, if you were to stand in the middle of Niagara Falls, and it would, because of the sound, it would drown everything else out. You'd be unable to hear anything else other than the sound of the Niagara Falls. So it's a curious description, the sound of many waters. Verse 16 goes on and says that in his right hand he holds the seven stars. This is referring to chapter 1 and verse 20, for example. His mouth is there being described. He has a sharp two-edged sword. Most take this to be the word of God, which is referenced later in Revelation 19. But then you'll notice face. His face shines like the sun. Of course, it's not the sun. It's John's way of saying, I'm trying to describe this to you. He says his face is like the sun. Perhaps the divine glory sometimes we see as depicted of God the Father in the Old Testament. So that description there, Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 16, if you read through that, that is a pretty good description of what Jesus would look like today. Gives us a general idea, albeit some of it is hard to imagine. So what I would say to you is this would be the description of what he would look like today, or at least a general idea. So unlike some of the paintings and drawings and those sorts of things, this gives a description of what he is most like today. So hopefully that helps clarify that question for you. Well, that concludes today's episode. So I thank you for joining, and be sure to tune in next time. Until then, may God bless you.